This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srisana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Newly appointed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli takes oath from President. Two Deputy Prime Ministers and 19 Ministers also took oath. Monsoon disasters continue to affect lives in various parts of country. And President Biden urges America to lower temperature after Trump's shooting. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podel administered the oath of office in secrecy to the newly appointed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today. Newly appointed Prime Minister Oli took the oath of office in secrecy from President Podel in a special ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan Sital Niwas this morning. President Podel on Sunday appointed UML President Oli as Prime Minister with the support of the Nepali Congress and Nepal Communist Party UML under Article 76(2) of Constitution of Nepal. Similarly, President Ramchandra Podel administered the oath of office in secrecy to the newly appointed Deputy Prime Ministers, Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh and Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Podel. Likewise, President Ramchandra Podel also administered the oath of office in secrecy to newly appointed ministers as well, right after the oath of Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Ministers. The cabinet now includes Prithvi Subba Gurung as Minister of Communication and Information Technology, Ramesh Lekhak as Minister of Home Affairs, Sarat Singh Bhandari as Minister of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Dr. Arju Rana as Minister of Foreign Affairs, Balaram Adhikari as Minister of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Damodar Bhandari as Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Nabal Kishore Shah as Minister of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Devendra Dahal as Minister of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Teju Lal Chaudhary as Minister of Youth and Sports, Pradeep Podel as Minister of Health and Population, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia as Minister of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Badri Prasad Pandey as Minister of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Ramnath Adhikari as Minister of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Vidya Bhattrai as Minister of Education, Science and Technology, Manavir Rai as Minister of Defence, Rajkumar Gupta as Minister of Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ain Bahadur Shai Thakuri as Minister of Forest and Environment took the oath of office in secrecy. The swearing-in ceremony was attended by the Vice President, the outgoing Prime Minister, the Chief Justice, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the National Assembly, former Prime Ministers and Head of Constitutional Bodies, representatives of diplomatic bodies and parliamentarians. Continuous heavy rainfall has still been affecting lives of people. The identity of two bodies found in Tribeni Chitwan has been revealed. According to Superintendent of Police Bhavesh Rimal of District Police Office Chitwan, the identity of the bodies found on Sunday evening has now been revealed as passengers of the two buses that fell into the Trisli River. Seven bodies found together have been identified, while the identity of four more bodies is yet to be known. The only road connecting Lamjung to Manang has been blocked by a landslide this morning at Siang in Marsiang, the rural municipality 4 of Lamjung. Police Inspector Meghna Chapagai of the District Police Office said that the road was blocked due to a landslide which gathered large rocks on the road and said that it would take some time to open the road. Under the road sector, the Manang section remains blocked since the evening of 2nd July. Meanwhile, floods in Yangri and Indravati rivers last night has damaged the Indravati 3 hydropower project. The dam in Tripeni of Panchpokhari of the 7.5 megawatt project has been filled with sand and the substation and powerhouse has suffered damages. As a result, the power supply in most part of the constituency number 2 of the district has been interrupted. The Bailey Bridge of Melamchi, which connects Melamchi, Indravati and Panchpokhari, including other major infrastructures, are also at risk. The Mankamna cable car will remain closed for next 50 days from today. The proprietor company Mankamna Darshan Private Limited said that the cable car will be closed to upgrade it to the digital system. Along with upgrading it to the digital system, the main metal cable will also be replaced. The cable wire that helps run the cable cars is being changed after 26 years of installation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has condemned the assassination attempt on his predecessor, Donald Trump, in a primetime address from the White House, telling Americans that U.S. politics must never be a killing field. Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, was wounded in the ear after a gunman opened fire at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. One person was killed and two more were critically injured in the attack. In the Oval Office address, just the third of presidency, Mr. Biden urged Americans to take a step back and warned that political rhetoric in this country has gotten very heated. Mr. Biden said in remarks that no matter how strong our convictions, we must never descend into violence. The death toll from a blast at a cafe in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has climbed to 9 after a car bomb struck the venue packed with football fans watching the Euro 2024 final. An official from the National Security Agency said that 9 civilians were killed and 20 others wounded in the explosion. Police officer Mohammed Salad rushed to the scene a few minutes after the blast and told Agence France-Presse that several bodies were discovered under the debris. No group claimed responsibility for the bombing. Now on to some sports news. Spain beats England by 2-1 in the final of the European Football Championships Euro 2024. Spanish winger Nico Williams opened the scoring early in the second half while Cole Palmer came off the bench to level for the England. Michael Oyarzabal netted the winner with 4 minutes to play. Spain have now won the European Championship for a record fourth time. Spain had won all 6 of their matches on the way to the final, first by any side in the competition's history. Argentina beat Colombia to win a record 16th Copa America. The final was played at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Forward Lautaro Martinez hit the winner deep into extra time to claim a 1-0 victory for the world champions that ended Colombia's 28-match unbeaten run and brought Argentina a record 16th of Copa America crown. The only Copa America triumph remains 2001 success in their home country for Colombia. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Newly appointed Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli takes oath from President. Two Deputy Prime Ministers and 19 Ministers also took oath. Monsoon disasters continue to affect lives in various parts of country. And President Biden urges America to lower temperature after Trump's shooting. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.